Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. We're catching up on the Battlefield of the Mind book. It's been a few weeks. I told you guys last week that this chapter in particular was very long and it was difficult to just get through it in the midst of the busyness of the day to day, and then also digest it and process it to be able to discuss it here on the platform. But I finished it. I've processed it. Let's talk. Before we get to that, I have an open house coming up for Anchored Media where I am going to be opening up a new cohort for my Purpose to Podcast program. This is for people who feel led to podcasting, where God is giving you a message. You know you want to get it out through a podcast, but you don't know where to start, or you have a podcast and you need guidance on how to grow it, on how to create the content, and you know you just don't need information, but rather you need guidance. You need somebody who's been where you are to really help guide you through this process. Hold your hand as you launch your content or grow your content. Now, this program, you don't have to have a podcast idea yet. There are plenty of people who are within the program who are taking their time, who are building up the content. There are people who started and was like, hey, I don't even know what my podcast is going to be. I'm just here. And now they're in a position where they're getting clarity and the tools that they need to move forward. So if you are called to podcasting, you know that you want to work with me and you want to have me in your corner, then show up to our open house that we have coming up in a couple of weeks. The link is in the show notes for you to register, and I'll see you there. All right, back to the episode. Chapter 15, Battlefield of the Mind by Joyce Meyer. The title of this chapter is The Mind of Christ. For those who may just be listening, we're a little over halfway through the book. This book is pretty long, so there is still time for you to catch up. Go ahead and get your copy. I'll put the link to get the book in the show notes as well. Get your copy and pick up with us if you want to be involved in these discussions. It took me a little second to get through this chapter. Yes, it's long, but also I felt, to be honest, like it was a bit redundant. I believe we've already discussed like all of the different conditions of the mind. We talked about passivity, a wandering mind, anxiety, worry. And within breaking down those different conditions of the mind, she provided solutions. So here in this chapter, I do think that and understand the rationale to have like a chapter dedicated to what right thinking is solely. But in reading it, though, it's just like, okay, we kind of covered all of this already, right? And I believe as I was reading it, a lot of the things that she talked about. So, for example, in the beginning, she introduced a list of things that we need to do in order to flow in the mind of Christ. So the first one was think positive thoughts. Step 2 was be God-minded. Step three was be God loves me minded. And we're going to circle back to this one in particular in a second. Step four was have an exhortative mind, meaning a mind that is encouraging. Step five was develop a thankful mind. And then step six, which is emphasized over and over again, as it should, was be word minded. And so prioritizing meditating on scripture. Now, she journeyed through and broke down these different steps throughout the book. And again, a lot of the content I felt like was things that we knew already, whether we learned it in previous chapters or these are things that we just know from being Christians and living this life. So after I got through it and was just processing it so that I could communicate it here, I'm like, okay, God, what is it that keeps us from living this out? Because we can understand something on an intellectual level, but it means nothing if we can't actually live this thing out and win the battlefields of our mind. And as I was telling you guys before, as we've gone through this book, I've experienced many battlefields of my own mind in a way that the enemy has tried to creep in to my thought life. And there have been times where I've had victory and there have been times where I didn't. And in those times where I wasn't exercising this and processing this chapter, it made me think like, God, I know all of this. I know the mind of Christ. I know the importance of thinking positive thoughts, of meditating on the word, of being thankful, of all of these things. Like, God, I know this. So what stops me and others from truly seeing victory in this consistently? And the answer that I got was pace. There's a scripture in Galatians. It's Galatians 5:25. It says, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. When I think about keeping in step, that means keeping the pace with the Spirit. The mind of Christ, the title of this chapter and the mindset that we're supposed to have, the mind of Christ is us being subject to the Holy Spirit and exhibiting the fruit that's a result of that, the fruit that we see earlier on here in Galatians. But what the Lord was revealing to me and what I've seen even in my own life is that the enemy will bait us with busyness in order to get us off of our post. He will bait us with busyness to keep us from recognizing when he's placed negativity. Recognizing when our flesh and anger is taking over, recognizing when we have gotten so caught up in whatever's going on that we've gotten outside of the will of God or outside of the mind of Christ. Winning the battlefield of the mind and maintaining your mind of Christ requires focus and attention. The enemy baits us with busyness so that he can get us from keeping in step with the Spirit, so that he can distract us from what's really going on. Sometimes we only recognize the enemy when he comes in these big attacks, but he is even more successful, in my opinion, in those small temptations and distractions that take us off of focusing on the Lord. I know in my own life personally, God has been fine-tuning my ear even more to where I am becoming a lot more sensitive to the gentle ways in which he interferes, in which he speaks. This episode is brought to you by Indeed. You just realized that your business needed to hire somebody yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people that you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. I've hired many times and it's always very slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. How fast is Indeed? In the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed.
Just go to Indeed.com/blessed right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important, and in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price. We talked about this on one of the main episodes where I say, yes, God comes in the form of the fire, in the form of the wind, and in these great, grandiose, bold manifestations of his presence. But he also comes in a still, small voice. And if we are not able to be present enough and focused enough on what he's doing and fellowshipping with him enough, we're going to miss the gentle ways in which he speaks. And he even brought this to my attention this over the last couple of weeks. And I shared this with my mentees is that, and I'm going to share this with you because I believe this is also true for many of you all who are listening. Many of us, we're believing in God for some major thing, some big breakthroughs in various areas of our life. And so we're doing the things he's called us to do and we're keeping an ear out and an eye out to these major breakthroughs, but we're missing the gentle ways in which God has been interfering. I told you all how the last couple of weeks I've just been busy with family stuff, nothing major going on, but just things that happen with family inconveniences. I have to go do this. Something comes up with this child. My husband might need something from me. So just serving my home and my family and my businesses and the things that I have going on, it's just been busy. And the other morning I woke up just frustrated. Because I just, in my mind, and this was the enemy, in my mind, everything was just going up in flames. Because I was serving in these other areas, I was not doing a good job. All these lies of the enemy just started being planted in my head. I'm not doing a good job. I'm not serving God well. I'm not serving my family well. I'm not this. I'm not that. Just all of these negative self-deprecating thoughts that the enemy was planting. And I said, you know what? I got to clear my mind. So I took my baby to my grandmother's house and I went to the studio. I'm like, God, we're going to just sit here with this whiteboard. I got my Bible. I'm going to pray. I'm going to play some prophetic instrumentals and I just need you to make it make sense. God, like help me organize and get myself together. Because for whatever reason, I believe that the lies of the enemy that I didn't have myself together. I sat there and I wrote out the things that I had going on. And what God just was showing me was, no, everything is exactly where it needs to be. No, actually, you're a lot more together than you're giving yourself credit for. No, remember I told you to do this? That's why. You see how that does that? You see how I'm setting you up for this? Like God was just showing me the truth. But I had accepted a lot of that foolishness that the enemy was planting in my mind and I got myself out of sorts. But by me taking a step back and focusing in on the Lord, he was able to direct me right back to where I needed to be and back in step with him. But again, that busyness created this cognitive distortion
and made this situation in my mind something that it just simply wasn't. And the enemy does a great job of that. So even if he can't stop what God has for us, he will distort it and distort the process and have us believing something that just simply isn't true. Some of you are in a season where God is developing you. He's training you. He's building the foundation for your business. He's building a foundation for your home so that you can be able to handle the increase that's coming. He's helping you lay the brick in the foundation and put the blueprint and put all the pieces in place that is going to allow you to be able to sustain whatever he has for you next. But instead of delighting in this season, instead of enjoying your marriage before the children come, instead of enjoying the process of building a business without the big bills that come with the business, instead of enjoying whatever the season is and really exercising a level of contentment, the enemy is now planting these thoughts to make you feel like you need to be doing something else. So then when you get online and you may see somebody else prosper in this season, now instead of rejoicing, you are upset and internalizing and feeling like God has forgotten about you. And you see how we just go down this rabbit hole? That's what keeps us. These behaviors is what keeps us from the mind of Christ. But the answer to that, all of that, is fellowshipping. And Joyce talked about it here in this book. She brought up John 16:7, which says, and this is Jesus talking, "But very truly I tell you, it is for your good that I am going away." And he's talking to the apostles. "Unless I go away, the advocate, aka the Holy Spirit, will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you." Joyce says these words were spoken by Jesus just before he departed into heaven, where he is seated at the right hand of the Father in glory. It is obvious from this scripture that it is God's will that we be in close fellowship with him. Nothing is closer to us than our own thoughts. Therefore, if we fill our mind with the Lord, it will bring him into our consciousness, and we will begin to enjoy a fellowship with him that will bring joy, peace, and victory to our everyday life. He is always with us just as he promised he would be, but we will not be conscious of his presence unless we think about him. I can be in a room with someone, and if I have my mind on lots of other things, aka being busy, I can leave and never even know that that person was there. This is the way it is with our fellowship privileges with the Lord. He is always with us, but we need to think on him and be aware of his presence. This is what the bait of busyness takes us from, being aware of the presence of God, because we have our hands and our minds busy with everything else. So in going back to the original question of how do we take these concepts and these principles that we're learning from just intellectual experiences to things we're truly living out, and the answer is found in Galatians 5:25, staying in step with the Spirit. Really prioritizing pace in this season. And in our change of pace, not just slowing down as far as tasks, but also slowing our minds down and shifting our focus to where we are acknowledging and fellowshipping with the Lord. When we are taking advantage of the gift that we have of the Holy Spirit by acknowledging him, by yielding to him and moving on his tempo and not our own. For as long as we do that and apply these principles we're learning in the book from that standpoint, I believe that we will begin to have the mind of Christ more consistently. So that's it for this episode. Make sure that you get the book. We will pick up next week with chapter 16. I hope that this episode blessed you. And I'll see you in the next episode in the next installment of our Bible on Business series.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.